السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Yesterday we concluded our discussion on the attributive names غافر غفور and غفار. We explained the verse of the Quran where Allah تبارك وتعالى says وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. None can forgive sins except Allah. It's not the prerogative of anyone. In Christianity you go and you say forgive me, Father, for I am about to sin. But in Islam, I stole it from Naeem Ayyub. Copyright. So, in Islam, you can only seek forgiveness from Allah because only Allah can forgive. And we discussed the poetry of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi that Ilahi abduka al-aasi ataka. He says that, O my Lord, your sinful servant has come to your door. Muqirrun bidhunubi wa qad da'aka. I admit my mistakes, but I'm calling out unto you for forgiveness. If you forgive me, that is how you are. You are a forgiving being. And if you turn me away, then, oh Allah, who can I turn to? There's no one else. Then we explained, Ghafir is that being that if you make tawbah, he removes the sin from his records. Ghafur is that being, if you make tawbah, he also removes it from the memory of the angels that wrote it. And Ghafar is that being that he'll make you also forget about it. Ghafir, Ghafur and Ghaffar. And I explain that in humans you find Zalim, Zaloom and Zallam. Zalim is an oppressor, Zaloom a great oppressor and Zallam a very great oppressor. If you're Zalim, Allah is Ghafir. If you're Zaloom, Allah is Ghafur. If you're Zallam, Allah is Ghaffar. And we concluded by saying that Allah doesn't want us to fail. Allah says, Wallahu yuridu ayyatuba alaykum. Allah wants you to turn to Tawbah. And to turn to Him in repentance because Allah wants to forgive us. His maghfiratuka awsa'u min dunubina. His forgiveness is far greater than our sins. Wa rahmatuka arja 'indana min a'malina. And His mercy gives us more hope than our good actions. Now today we start with another name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Wahhab. The bountiful giver. The word hiba in Arabic it means to make someone the owner of something without taking recompense. To make someone the owner of something without taking recompense. Now this is exclusive to Allah. Because if I give you this phone, it's not really mine to begin with. Whatever I own belongs to Allah because I'm the slave of Allah. So I can't really make you the owner of it if I'm not truly the owner of it. That's the first thing. And the second thing, whatever we give as material gifts to each other, we look for something in return. Either you want the person to thank you, or you want the person to love you, or you want reward. Reward is also an objective. But when Allah gives, Allah needs nothing for us in return. We need reward. You know, okay, I'm giving my mother a gift. I'm giving this person something to make them happy. If I make them happy, they'll make dua for me. Allah will reward me. So in reality, a giver, a bountiful giver is only Allah because Allah owns everything. That even metaphorically, if we were to say that man gives, right? Okay, so you give people, man gives a gift. Okay, but man's gifting is very limited. You can give occasionally and you can only give certain things. Allah can give everything. Allah gives children. Allah gives health. Allah gives sustenance. We can't give those things. And Allah gives to everybody, whether they're deserving or they're not deserving. And Allah can give without His treasures being depleted. That's why Allah says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you have, it's a gift from Allah. Whatever you have, whoever you are, whatever you are, your entire being in totality is a gift from Allah. Allama Khattabi says that humans can give material gifts to each other. That is a wahib, a giver of a gift. But wahhab is that being who gives gifts of all types, different types. And his gifts are plentiful to the point that he doesn't get exhausted. Sometimes you're giving out chocolates and it gets finished. You say, hey, sorry man, you came late. Right, a simple thing is a chocolate. But Allah's gifts never get exhausted. And Allah needs nothing in return. You always need something in return. It is mentioned that one pious person, the king sent for him so many gifts that it could last him for 1 year. So many gifts that it could last him for 1 year. So he returned the gifts and he said, that tell the king, I'm not in need of his gifts. I take from that Allah who gives me even when he's angry with me. The king won't give you when he's angry with you. Your father won't give you when he's angry with you. But Allah gives even to that person who claims that Allah doesn't exist. Breath is a gift from Allah. Air is a gift from Allah. Water is a gift from Allah. Food is a gift from Allah. The functioning of your limbs and body, everything is a gift from Allah. So Allah gives to that person that Allah is angry with. Allah gives to that person who denies the existence of Allah. Allah gives to that person who is sinful. Allah gives everything, anything to everyone and anyone. Al-Wahhab. A attributive name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.